Esther Manyang, a civil society activist with the Center for Peace and Advocacy, says the purple visit to South Sudan is going to revive hope among citizens that lasting peace will come to their country.
It's a sign of peace. You know, it's going to give the hope to the South Sudanese citizens, you know, and also our leaders, they will change their mind, you know, from not willing, you know, to implement the peace agreement, you know, to implement the peace agreement. Because now when you look at the roadmap has already elapsed, you know, there are some provisions, the deployment of the unified forces is supposed to take place in the month of August and November, which is not yet. And then those forces, if they are going to deploy, and then they will maintain the security and peace in the country.
Manyang says if the party leaders feel no shame about keeping the country in conflict, even now when the Pope is coming, the peace may not be fully implemented and the country may not hold elections in 2024. Manyang says Pope Francis needs to hear directly from civil society activists on a couple of important topics.
One of them is the issue of the implementation of the peace agreement in the country. We want to see the peace as implemented in letter and spirit. Two, the issue of human rights violation in the country, because the civil society and journalists are be restricted, you know. For instance, we have six journalists in detention, and this is one of the things. And then the other issue is the issue of the election, the permanent constitution. The leaders are supposed to work very hard in order, you know, for the permanent constitution to be completed within this year. For us to have the credible and fair and genuine election, you know, in 2024.
Activist Bol Dengbol, chairperson of Interfaith South Sudan, says he is doubtful the Pope can do anything greater during his time in Juba than he did with his dramatic gesture in 2019 during a retreat at the Vatican with South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and first vice president, former rebel leader Riek Machar. That is when Pope Francis knelt and kissed the feet of both leaders and urged them not to return South Sudan to civil war.
This time, you know, if I were a Pope, I would ask just a question to the leaders. That are you now happy that you have come back from the retreat and have found the situation this way? You, the leaders of these people that I'm seeing, are you happy that the situation is like this? You have all the tools, you have all the international support. Eh? You have everything you want to change the lives of your people, but is this a situation... you know, the situation is still remaining like this. Is it okay with you? Just a question like that to them and do nothing with them.
Bol says civil society leaders want to hear Pope Francis say that the inclusion of the whole-out opposition groups in the peace process is vital in bringing about lasting peace to the country. Last week, South Sudan's intelligence service, known as the National Security Service, detained journalist Garang John, who works for the state-run South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation, according to colleagues and relatives. Garang's arrest came 2 weeks after the arrest of six of his colleagues for allegedly leaking a video clip of President Salva Kiir, widely circulated on social media in December, which showed the president in an embarrassing situation at a public event. 2 months ago, President Kiir said he pulled out of the Rome peace talks until further notice because the whole-out rebel groups were only using the initiative to buy time so they could prepare for war. In a statement posted on Facebook page of the South Sudan president on Saturday, the government announced the resumption of Rome peace talks with the non-signatory alliance. Presidential Affairs Minister Barnaba Marial Benjamin said the government is willing to resume the political engagement as the country prepares to receive Pope Francis and other global church leaders. He said, quote, the president has lifted the restriction on Rome peace talks with whole-out groups of Thomas Cirillo, Pagana Amom, and Paul Malong. Minister Marial did not clarify when the talks would resume. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.